is time now for date night. We are joined this morning by my husband, Brad Bednar. Hello. Good morning.
Well, hello. Good morning.
And we recommend date night activities for people who are looking for romantic things to enjoy and do with their special someone this Labor Day weekend.
Oh, man. Isn't it great just to have a four-day weekend where you can focus on relaxing and leisure?
I have to work today. I have been working since 5 o'clock this morning. I have a three-day weekend. You have a four-day weekend.
I woke up 15 minutes ago. My hair's a mess.
So Labor Day, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's my my favoriteest of holidays.
Because?
Sometimes when you work in tech, you get a four-day weekend around it. Yeah.
Does anyone, like, is there anyone for whom Labor Day is actually their favorite holiday, do you think? Like, everyone enjoys Labor Day. Like, it's the traditional end of summer, beginning of fall. It's your last, like, blast to go to the beach and enjoy. And it's this, like, nice transition into the fall, the school year, you know, the out of summer into autumn. You can go to Starbucks and get a PSL. Like, all of the fun traditions of the season have returned.
I think there's one person who has, like, six timeshares at the beach for whom Labor Day is their favorite holiday.
We're number two behind Memorial Day.
I mean, who can choose? They're both great. You probably get a four-day weekend if you
it's
work for a tech company.
Yeah. So, all right. So, in honor of Labor Day, the celebration of labor and the working person and the working world, the last couple of days, we have had some folks from Orange County Living Wage on the air. We had them last hour. And they were, you know, they're getting the word out to folks to spend Labor Day weekend going out and about supporting businesses that are certified living wage employers, patronizing them, giving them your support, and then, you know, post about it on social media, use the hashtag Orange County NC Living Wage. But, like, get out there and support businesses that are doing right by their employees this employee and labor focused holiday. So with that in mind, living wage employers, businesses that do right by their employees, if you focus on that, what's a good date night?
Oh man, I have two. I come prepared with only two amazing answers. Actually it's three amazing answers.
Are these two separate date ideas?
Yes, it is. They are two separate date ideas, but one is a two-parter.
All right. I've got one idea that's all of a piece where you go to multiple places.
Oh, okay. I'm going to steal, I think, two-thirds of your amazing answer.
All right. Go for it.
You and I have talked about this a fair bit recently. I've not been to half of my suggestion in forever. You start your night at a lovely little place called Carburitos.
All right. Great place.
Yeah. Huge options.
So we're gonna say at the outset, every single one of these businesses is a certified Orange County Living Wage employer, and you can get the full directory at orangecountylivingwage.org.
Yeah, of course.
So Carburitos, nice.
Yeah, so Carburitos, fantastic. We talked about it a whole bunch. I was reminded about it again this week when I saw on the Chapel Hill Carboro Foodies group who has the best chips.
Like, they do have
to
good
be your chips and salsa. They have amazing chips.
You and I disagree on chips because you're a thin chip boy.
I am a thin chip
and
rat.
I like those fat chips that they've got at Carburitos.
I don't want to like bust a tooth on a chip.
That
but
is a meal and a bite, I'll tell you that much.
Carburitos chips, I am willing to risk my dental health for because they're so good.
Hey, if you have a problem with your dental health, you can go to Ellis Family Dentistry on Willow, just off of Willow, which is a Living Wage
employer. Okay, don't cheat. It's not your turn yet. A romantic date night
don't
is getting
go to,
your
don't
teeth
do
fixed.
Date night to the dentist. No.
But if you do, make sure they're living wage.
Exactly.
But no. Go there, start out, walk across the street and down the way, and go to Beltry.
Yes.
Also living wage.
Correct.
And I want to say, like, recently in scare quotes, because COVID has warped my sense of time, recently renovated and has what I think is maybe double the space, if not more.
Like, yeah.
There's a lot of space in there now.
It's a great looking place.
It's amazing.
They've got a second room. They've got an upstairs that looks down on the downstairs, so you can you have like a view
you
while you're in there.
You can lord over people if you're like Aaron and want to lord over people and then send Brad down to get the drinks after the first one.
I did do that.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, that was
have
fun.
A fun date night, but like... Go to Car Burritos, get arguably the best chips in the area, prove me wrong everywhere else, and then get the best drinks in the area. Also maybe prove me wrong everywhere else.
Cool. So I also have a date night idea that involves being in downtown Chapel Hill, Carborough.
I love it.
You begin the evening on East Franklin Street, park wherever. Begin the evening on East Franklin Street by doing a little browsing and maybe some coffee imbibing at Epilogue.
Okay, love Epilogue.
The bookstore, which now has Prologue, the used bookstore, which the used bookstore should be Epilogue and the new bookstore should be Prologue. But, you know, that's fine. They've switched it. It's
save
okay.
Save that it's crap for talking books.
It's a fantastic place.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic place. So go there and browse. They're a living wage employer.
Yeah, yeah.
They're fantastic. They've got amazing books, and they've got a really cool like coffee bar there, so you can sit and enjoy and talk. Leave there, walk down the road, cross the street, be on West Franklin Street now, and go to Lantern, which is, of course, one of the great, like, classic, iconic restaurants on West Franklin Street, Beard Award winning and, or nominated, I can't remember, winning, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, Annual Racing won, yeah. They're in the process of renovating now, so the entire interior of Lantern is gutted, I think, still right now. However, around the back, they have the Red Room, which is their, like, secret hidden bar that also has a fantastic food menu, so you can go back there and enjoy a great meal and a drink or two. And afterwards, if you want a nightcap, you could go to Beltree, you don't have to walk that far down the road. You can split the difference, go halfway, and enjoy a beer or a cocktail at Franklin Motors, which is a living wage employer and also an amazing outdoor space where they've got great beer, cocktails available, and it's a fantastic place to spend like a nice evening sitting outside, enjoying a drink, chatting with that special someone, and doing some people watching on Franklin Street.
And you should also go to their kind of permanently stationed food truck restaurant,
Roquette,
and also get
a living wage employer,
and get some sliders and fries, giving you a double taste for your money. But I don't know how you and I have not talked about this for a while. I'm gonna cheat and go to Durham, Durham Living Wage, Snap Pea Catering.
Yes,
does ridiculous like pop-up dinners, which would be a great date night because all the invites are be at your computer at 11 a.m. book in, by the way, wear galoshes, and you're gonna have Thai food.
Yep.
And that's the adventurous date night that supports your local working economy.
And because Snap Pea has a regional reach, they are also in Orange County, a living wage employer,
and
too.
Occasionally I hear about you climbing a fire escape in Raleigh.
It's apparently super fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to do that. And that is date night. Brad Bednar, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.